9 days of a teacher walkout was an eye-opening event for thousands of educators across the state, many of whom had never been politically active before. That experience, they say, awakened them to the importance of staying informed and voting. Now these teachers, principals, and school officials are not only working to educate themselves, but are also organizing into groups with the goal of enacting widespread political change. As State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, their efforts may already be working.
On the night of the primary elections, Ainsley Hoover was at the Chili's restaurant in Enid, anxiously awaiting the poll results for House Districts 40 and 41. She had helped her friend campaign for one seat and was hoping an incumbent would get knocked out of the other. Hoover says she didn't used to be political. When she did vote, it was mostly in the presidential election.
I was privileged enough to choose to be ignorant about political issues, except for social issues that I wanted to care about.
But Hoover says things have changed. As a teacher in Enid Public Schools, she's seen other educators lose their jobs due to budget cuts and her own class sizes grow. She says the teacher walkout in April was like taking a crash course in politics and helped her understand that if she wants change, she's going to have to stay engaged. Hoover now takes voting very seriously.
Even down to this morning before I went to vote, I found myself like looking at candidates' websites and listening to interviews and reading press releases and that kind of thing, because I wanted to go in and vote for every position and know where they stood and all of that.
Hoover isn't the only teacher going through this transformation.
With the walkout, it was an awakening, and I heard that a lot, that people were woke up and we can't stop thinking about it now.
This is Janice Hodges, a teacher in Duncan Public Schools. She and fellow educator Derek Miller are spearheading an effort to keep colleagues in the district politically active and informed. Sitting at a coffee shop in town, Hodges explains how the pair's actions during the strike sparked this effort. She transcribed lawmakers' conversations with teachers, and Miller typed up descriptions of all the education-related bills legislators were considering at the time. The two then emailed these documents to about 60 fellow teachers.
They loved it. They were so happy that we were doing this. We were getting emails back that were saying, thank you, you know, thank you for helping me.
3 months later, the two Duncan teachers' efforts are still going. Hodges and Miller are now focused on sharing information about various candidates, voter registration, and election dates. The goal, Hodges says, is to support and elect political candidates that will increase funding for Oklahoma schools.
I don't think there's another choice. Like, we have to make this better.
Hodges says she thinks political change is coming, and data from the primary elections show she might be right. 6 Republican incumbents lost their primary races. Another 10 of the most conservative legislators were forced into runoff elections in August. State Election Board data show more people voted in the 2018 primaries than in the 2014 general election. A group of parents and educators from Bixby and Jenks say their grassroots efforts led to a 63% increase in voter turnout for House District 69 compared to 4 years ago, and the ousting of incumbent Republican Representative Chuck Strom.
It has been a year-long concerted effort to get people to register, to get people engaged, and then to get people to go and vote.
That's Lisa Kramer, the co-chair of the Bixby Public Schools Parent Legislative Action Committee. Kramer says her wake-up call about the importance of political participation came a few years ago when some parents in the area became upset with their local representatives. They felt the lawmakers did not share the community's support for public schools, and yet the lawmakers kept getting reelected. Kramer and her group realized something was missing: parents that voted. So in order to change that, the group started targeting them in various ways.
We made some videos. We had school personnel, influential teachers, parents, basically talk about, you know, you do all these things for your kids in life, but the one thing you're not doing is voting.
Other parents from around the state have reached out to Kramer's group, seeking advice on how to organize and increase political participation in their own community. Kramer plans to give a presentation at an education conference later this year and says one thing she's learned is that a relatively small number of people can make a big change. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.